Welcome to Strategy Station. We're a stop on your business journey to get motivated and to learn what you need to make money online. I'm Courtney, a business consultant and online marketing expert. And now that you're here, we're going to get you on track. Hello, and welcome back to the show. In this episode, we're talking about thinking in extremes and working in your business in an all or nothing, black or white, extremist kind of way, which might be most of you who are listening right now. I would tend to think that most entrepreneurs have extreme personality types, because I mean, to make it, to withstand the ups and downs and the intensity and the stress and the pressure, and you know, you gotta kind of like it somehow, even though it can stress us out. We can say we don't like it. There's some part of us that thrives working in an environment where it's a lot of pressure. It's a high stress environment. And maybe that's a personality trait where most people tend to be a little bit more extreme. And I've noticed it in my coaching clients. Obviously, I've noticed it with myself. And you can start picking it up in other people as well, with the way that they operate and act in their business. And something happened this summer that totally blew my mind and shocked me, which it shouldn't have, but it totally did. So over the summer, I worked with a naturopathic doctor who specializes in mental health. If you're in the state of Arizona and you're intrigued, I can share her information with you. She can only work with patients within Arizona, but she's incredible. And I was saying something like, yeah, I have always been all or nothing. Like, once I'm into something, I will do it. And once I get started and I'm all about it, there's no stopping me and I can achieve amazing things. And I was like, you know, hyping myself up like, yeah, no, I got this. I'm good at stuff. I can, you know, thinking it was a good thing. And she goes, you know, that's also known as black or white thinking. And I was like, yeah, I tend to be black or white thinking at times. Like, I try to see other points of view, but generally, yeah, I'm extremist, or I have a more addictive personality type, and I get really excited about things. Still thinking this is a good thing. And she looks at me and she goes, right, black and white thinking is often a childlike way to view the world. Thinking in extremes is an emotionally immature way of thinking. And I think my jaw hit the floor. And that was on a Zoom call with her. And I paused for a second. And like, I laughed about it then. And I'm laughing about it now because I was just taken aback, because I didn't think it was something that needed help. I didn't think that extreme thinking or this all or nothing mentality was anything that needed to be worked on. I was like, no, that's just entrepreneurship and that's what makes me great. And, you know, like, it just is what it is and that's fine. And that's just how the world works, right? Until she said that. And she didn't say it to embarrass me. She didn't say it to shame me. She didn't say it to tell me that I'm wrong, but to bring in the awareness that a very black or white, all or nothing, one extreme to another is immature, emotionally immature, stunted or held back or not developed to the point where it should be. And that's when I realized, oh my God, that's not a skill set. That's a disadvantage. And yes, in a way, it's an advantage that has gotten me as far as it has, because on those moments where I am more all or nothing or extremist, or like I go and push, I achieve a lot. But the consequences of that are burnout, or, you know, the emotional roller coaster and the dips that come along with that. And, you know, my life is, if I'm acting in that way, if I'm operating my business in that way, then my personal life is going to respond the same way that my business is operating. Meaning that if I'm putting all into my business and I'm an extremist in that area of my life, then everything else gets the back burner. There is no balance, so to speak, and it's just heavily weighed in one area of my life. So there's consequences to the behavior. And yes, it can help you out when you first get started, of course, but as an entrepreneur, as a business owner that is trying to do this long term, trying to retire this way, you know, I want to be in the game 40 years from now. I can't work in extremes. I can't live in extremes. I can't think in extremes. And, you know, my thought process would have been, well, being in the extremes helped me think outside of the box, right? We're rewarded in the entrepreneurial industry, right? And motivational speakers will talk about living in extremes, waking up 2-3 hours earlier to start your day so you can get more done, or, you know, reading personal development books every single day. Like, yeah, those things aren't bad, but it's the extremist action around it, or that mentality surrounding it, that is actually the immature way of viewing it. And of course, like, so many people could find that that's incorrect, or they could fight against it. And I definitely could find pros for more of that extremist way. And, you know, while routines help me. But this one thing that she said, that it's an emotionally immature way of thinking and a childlike way to view the world. So I just wanted to share that with you. So that can be whatever it means to you, however you want to interpret that. But it was a little bit of an awakening. It was a big awakening for me that it wasn't something to be so prideful about. It wasn't something that was just marked off as a personality trait that, you know, I'm a generator in the human design and I'm an Aries and I just go, 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 and I'm fiery personality. But it was actually something that was a sticking point. It was an awareness point to say, you might need a little work here. If we're going in extremes all the time, then what's the consequences of that? What does your life look like? You know, if your life is out of order in some way, that's feedback. You know, it's feedback from the universe that's saying, okay, this isn't really working. It's not that it's horrible or bad or you're not good enough, but something's not working here. So what can we shift? And I just see a lot of it. I saw it in myself, and then I put the puzzle pieces together that the entrepreneur online business world favors and honors those who work in extremes, those who are successful really quickly, those who adapt and move on quickly. Like, everything is speed, everything is extreme. And, you know, given social media and the way that our, you know, influencer world and how we consume content, like, if you think of TikTok videos or reels on Instagram, you have 15 seconds, right? Like, it's fast and it moves fast and trends move fast and we have to keep up with the fast and let's go, 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 right? So the online business world is like the highway, the freeway, super fast, you know, 75 miles an hour, plus everybody's speeding on top of that. At least that's in Arizona where I'm at. And we live our lives in a house slowly, day by day, wanting to be more present, wanting to slow down, wanting to have a life, wanting to, you know, create a business so that we can have a life that is different for ourselves, right? That's usually generally the motivation for people to quit their jobs and not work for anybody else. So we jump on this highway of entrepreneurship, especially if you're trying to market yourself online, and we are going, like, going fast. And don't get me wrong, like, here's where it comes into play. My little addictive personality side is like, woo, it's a thrill, like, hands up in the air on a roller coaster. Like, I love this. This is so much fun. Until the burnout comes, until the imposter syndrome comes, until my body starts shutting down because I can't keep up with it, until I'm obsessed with it and losing sleep or watching the numbers. All of it becomes too much. And so if there's anything that I want to point out, it's that our businesses are a place to go to. Like, we're clocking into a job, which is funny because we tried to get away from it. But I was thinking a lot about this. The model of working, of, like, driving, like, commuting into a job, clocking in, doing your work, leaving it there, and then going home actually serves us well. Yes, I'm not saying, like, yeah, every job, a 9-to-5 is, like, the schedule that we should work. But the act of leaving our homes, going into a work mode mentally, and then shifting out of a work mode, and then shifting back to home life, work or personal life, kids, friends, social life, hobbies, that kind of thing. And where I have been and where a lot of people, my clients have been, has just been in that highway all the time. Driving down that highway, 75 miles an hour, speeding down, afraid to get off. And if we get off, it's like for a minute, and then we jump back on the highway versus slowing down, going back to that house, resting, sleeping, nurturing our spirits, doing the things that fill us back up again, and then the next day, hopping back on the highway. I don't think it's bad to go fast. I don't think it's bad to be passionate, but I think the piece of it was that, does it have to be the extremes all the time? Because if it's the extremes, then it's the emotional immaturity. And being able to play in that gray area is really the key. Can I do this and can I do that? Can I be part of this, or do I have to go full send all the time? Full send sometimes, yes, absolutely. But does it have to be all the time? Can I just play in the gray area, or do I have to go to extremes? Do I have to be the best, or can I just be good? Can I be really good for me? Or do I have to be the best of the best out of the whole industry? Do I have to beat everybody else? Right? There's so many ways that we can pull on this extremist thinking or black and white thinking of, you know, I have to post this many times, or I have to have X amount of followers, or I have to continue making more money this month than the last month. And right, all of these constructs that we have built because other people have achieved those things and said that now that's the standard to live up to creates that black and white thinking of all or nothing, gotta do it, let's go. And soon enough, we're never slowing down. We're never going back home, so to speak. We're never clocking out or getting off the highway to go rest, which is what we're supposed to do, right? Our body shuts down every night to sleep and rest and heal. If we're never doing that in our business journey, I mean, it's just a matter of time, right? Which is what happened to me this past year. Until then, I was forced to take months off in a row before I finally got it. So I'll leave you with that one today to ponder, to think about. I would love to hear what came up for you, because of course, this is going to be applicable to everybody in a different way. So where have you noticed yourself with the black or white thinking, the extremist, more of that addictive tendency ways to think that it's got to be a full send all the time, or these standards that you now have to live up to because you have this business, or, you know, now you have to live this way of life because you're an entrepreneur trying to start a business. I'd love to hear what it is for you, what your takeaways are, if this sparked any realizations for you. I'd love to know. So send me a message on Instagram, or you can email me on the website, however you'd like to get in touch. There are plenty of ways to do it. And that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode.